There are a lot of Latin alternative bands. I mean, they're out here left and right. But what does Latin alternative mean? Even our own Felix Contreras of NPR's Out Latino sometimes wonders.
Latin alternative is a combination of tradition mixed with hip-hop and rock and electronica. But then sometimes it's just straight hip-hop, and then that throws my theory into shambles. So, you know, it's all of the above, but none of the above.
But Felix says this next band, they're doing it right.
They start with a very solid foundation of tradition. You know, the whole idea of you got to know where you come from to know where you're going, that's what these guys do. And I think they do it really, really well.
This is Aparato. That translates to machine. And while they have never released a full album, they've already worked up a cult following and topped the list of best Latin alternative band of the year in local alt weeklies. Today, we're joined by two of Aparato's founders, Nancy Cat Mendez and Alexandro Hernandez Gutierrez. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you so much for having us.
Hello.
Hi.
So I noticed, first of all, you both have come in with instruments, which we love. Tell us what they are, what they look like.
I am holding a jarana jarocha. It looks like a ukulele. It's a little longer. It has 8 strings, and it sounds like this.
The instrument that I'm playing is part of the son jarocho tradition as well. The son jarocho is a music from the southern Gulf Coast of Mexico, primarily the state of Veracruz. But of course, we take this music or elements of the music, primarily instruments, and do our own kind of rock with it.
And let's talk a little bit more about this, because I know you guys describe your music as jarocho rock. And I want to get an idea of your musical backgrounds, because, Kat, I heard you were in an all-female punk band.
Yes, Mystery Hangup.
It's hard for me, for people to get to. You're wearing this floral shirt.
Yes.
And this cat-eye makeup. And I'm having a hard time seeing
that. That was an opportunity with music, being on stages where I can release my energies and express myself, really. The fury comes out on stage.
Now, Alexandro, for you, what did you grow up listening to? Because you have this attachment to this kind of traditional instrumentation.
Right. The son jarocho has been a memory for me ever since I was about 6 years old. But my first bands that I ever played in were heavy metal bands.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Really?
Definitely. I heard Black Sabbath. I was in the car with my brother and my parents, and I heard this sound, and I heard the song Iron Man. And all I wanted was to sound as loud and as heavy and as amazing as they did. And so that was my introduction into music. I took guitar lessons for about a year. I started learning how to play the blues. And so that was my entrance into playing music.
Well, I want to play a song that will give people an idea of what your sound is now. It's called Criminal.
Criminal.
Very gorgeous kind of pop rock sound, actually, and dark lyrics. I mean, Kat, you're singing I'm Not a Murderer, She Screamed. Tell us about this song.
This song was inspired because, well, we have parents that migrated to the United States.
From where? Where did they come from?
Well, my parents migrated from Oaxaca.
In Mexico.
Yeah, which is in Mexico. And I start thinking about, well, why is it, you know, that these people, they migrate in search of a better life, to find jobs, and then they are criminalized or discriminated against. There's women that take birth control pills because they know that there's a possibility that they're going to be raped while crossing the border. Why is it that these people go through all these extremes? And so hopefully with the song, people will think a little deeper and be like, well, maybe it's globalization or the outsourcing of jobs, or maybe it's NAFTA that's causing serious conditions in other people's countries that are forcing them to leave their homes and their families and everything they know.
Do you feel essentially a responsibility to talk about these kinds of issues? And how do you do that without being, you know, a message band?
We just try to make it sound fun and interesting and very colorful so that it's not just a preachy band, I guess, because we don't want to be that. But I think it's important that we do take on that responsibility to talk about issues that other people can't talk about.
Why do you still feel so connected to these particular instruments? What is it about them that you think brings something special to the music?
Their timbre, their sounds.
Can you give me an example?
Yeah, definitely. Just to give a traditional strum right quick, here goes one. Adding kind of some elements of that into a song like Criminal, I start to do something like this. And that type of strumming, like say if you're playing it on electric guitar, is hard to duplicate. And there's also bands in both Mexico or Latin America and even in the U.S. that are fusing the instruments in a similar way, but not so much with the type of rock sound, kind of post-punk that we do it with.
Nancy Cat Mendez and Alexandro Hernandez Gutierrez, their band is Aparato. Thank you both for coming in.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
Well, we'd love to go out on a song. Is there one in particular you'd like to play?
Yes, we would love to play
El Ajusco.
El Ajusco.
4, 5, 6. Me subí en una montaña en la sierra del Ajusco. Ya me voy para el espacio, allá es mi destino. Formaré un mundo aparte. En el planeta de Marte, el espacio es mi rincón.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.